This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype tonight, as we normally do. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Coming up tonight here, Chris, you were going to tell us, I was going to take notes, but I know that, Daryl, you've got a story about somebody being shot in the penis.
Yes.
And you have also an outrageous story. Oh, I remember what it was. It was about a guy who requested a lawyer, but with a modifying word that... Well, we'll have to reveal that coming up in moments. And he got denied his supposed right to an attorney in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. But first, the bad news. So that's like, you guys have funny news.
Hold on, I'm fairly certain somebody shooting their penis is bad news.
No, but you said there's something about it that's pretty entertaining.
Oh, the story's hilarious, but that's bad news. Like,
it's bad news for that guy.
Yeah.
It's bad news for him. But then again, he was robbing somebody, so... Yeah, karma. Instant karma, maybe. But here's, speaking of robbing people, Venezuela is introducing the 100,000 Bolivar bill.
Might buy you a loaf of bread by the end of the week.
The new note, this according to DW.com, unveiled by President Nicolas Maduro, is meant to curb out-of-control inflation. Huh? Who writes this crap?
Hold on. Say again.
You're going to have to repeat that one. That was hilarious.
I think I heard that the way you said it, but just read it one more.
Deutschwelle. I'm just curious to know what DW is.
Germany, right?
This may be a German publication. But either way, I mean, you still get crap like this out of the United States as well, where journalists
for sure
just have no idea why Venezuela is failing. You know, it's, oh, no, it couldn't be the socialism that's the problem there. No, it's not the printing of money that's the problem. Printing a 100,000 Bolivar bill is meant to curb inflation.
I wonder if this was like a press release that was taken like right from the Venezuelan government, because it sounds almost like it.
Right. That's crazy. That's what I'm thinking is, you know, if they're saying, here's what they said, why they did this, then that's...
It's not what they're saying, though. That's the, it seems like the interpretation of DW, which is Deutschwelle, Germany's international broadcaster, according to this. I don't know if that means it's government run.
Yeah, it's like the BBC, but for Germany.
Is it?
I'm pretty confident, like 95%.
So, back to the story here. So the idea, let's just debunk the first sentence. The idea that printing out the largest bill Venezuela has now, the 100,000 Bolivar bill, is somehow meant to curb out-of-control inflation that has left the country reeling. The printing of money is what is inflation.
That's okay, how they so got this into this mess.
Basic
in the first
misunderstanding.
Well, printing money in and of itself is not inflationary if you're doing it
money
to replace money that's being removed. What is, by definition, inflation is increase of the money supply.
You're right, Gerald. Thank you for that clarification, because normally when I think of printing money, I don't think of them destroying money at the same time. Which would be the one way to avoid inflating the currency if you were printing money. But that's not what they're doing in Venezuela. They are just printing money, and in their case, they can't even afford to do their own printing. They hire they hire private companies to print their money for them. And
correct.
It was within the last couple of years.
And they can't pay them.
Well, within the list. So obviously, they found one that they can make promises to or something like that, because there was a news story within the last 2 years that we covered on Free Talk Live about how they couldn't pay for their bill.
Right.
They owed one of these private printers that prints the Bolivar. They owed them millions of dollars worth of, maybe it was
like
a billion.
70 million.
It was, yeah, you're right. 70 million sounds like the right number. They owed a lot of U.S. dollars to the printer, because obviously the printer is not going to accept the thing they just printed as payment, right? So they're not going to, the printer's not going to accept the bolivar.
Well, they might, if they assuming they could actually get something for it. The problem is they can't.
Right. That's a good point. But yeah, they know they can't, and so right. they're definitely not going to accept it.
Well, you could go to a Venezuelan bank and exchange it. Oh, wait, no, they won't actually give you U.S. dollars. They'll accept your U.S. dollars and then
at a 10 to 1 ratio. If you go into the bank and you give them a dollar, a U.S. dollar, if you go into the Venezuelan bank, they will give you 10 bolivars. If you know on the black market how to get bolivars for dollars.
If you know a guy.
Then you can get 44,000 bolivars for one U.S. dollar. So that gives you an idea of how much the 100,000 bolivar note that they're printing is worth. It's worth just about two U.S. dollars at this moment. As Daryl points out, you know, by the end of next week, it could be worth, you know, 50 cents.
Is this their largest spill now?
This is now their largest spill.
Right. How many of them did they print?
Good question. Well,
I'm just wondering, you know, because at one time in the U.S., there was, you know, like the $10,000 bill and something, and it was used for banks to send back and forth to one another instead of sending, like, large stacks of 10s and 20s.
And then they got rid of that because of drug dealers. You know,
something like that.
My dad actually has seen a $2,000 bill when he was a youngster.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know they had those.
Well, yeah, because back in, so he lived out west and back in the, well, Midwest, in that region, you know, banks were kind of far, you know, far apart. And when you wanted to, you know, I don't know, buy some cattle or something like that, you know, you need some, you know, pretty decent sized bills or whatnot. To deal with those kind of purchases.
So, yeah, I wish we still had bills that size, because obviously getting rid of the $1,000 bill and the $500 bill, or excuse me, getting rid of those bills has not resulted in drug dealing going away.
Of course not.
There's still plenty of
this makes it
drugs.
A little bit harder.
Right. Just means they have to bring two suitcases or briefcases full of cash instead of one.
Yeah.
So back to the story here. The just 1 year ago, according to DW, the 100 bolivar bill was the largest amount of cash on the marketplace. So remember, we reported earlier this year on them introducing the 20,000 bolivar note. That was earlier this year. So now their plans to begin issuing the 100,000 bolivar notes this week on Wednesday as the government struggles to control skyrocketing inflation. No. Once again, propaganda here. The government is the source of the skyrocketing inflation. They're
no,
not struggling.
It's that guy that works at Home Depot that That's lives right. in Hoover, Alabama, 20 miles from where I grew up.
You mean the guy that runs DollarToday.com?
Yeah, he's the reason there's inflation.
Didn't you get the memo from the government? You have to explain this. Right, you're laughing, and you don't even know what the joke is.
I know what the joke is. I'm pretty sure we discussed this.
Oh, were you on the show?
I was on the show.
You were
yeah.
on the show. Okay.
Yes, but yeah.
So this,
our
let
listeners
me explain it
not.
Anyway. Right. So this guy that you're talking about, the guy that works at the Home Depot, he's an expat from Venezuela.
Yes.
And he runs DollarToday.com. You can go there, see it yourself. It is mostly in Spanish, but you can still see the most important numbers on DollarToday.com. Are there in green and white at the top? It has the current black market rate of how many bolivar per U.S. dollar you get. The Venezuelan government actually blames this guy who runs this website for their inflationary problems. It isn't their central bank's fault. It's this man, because he's, I don't know, poisoning the minds of the Venezuelans with all of his truth about the black market or something.
He's
I'm not
informing
sure.
people of the rates, and so that's encouraging people.
So if they didn't know, then they
right.
would just feel good about paying stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of currency for
and
a loaf of
bread. Standing in line for what amounts to basically a part-time job.
Per month, yeah.
Yeah, what was the figure that we read earlier this year? 38 hours on average per month?
Right, people standing
in lines. That's basically a part-time job.
You have to wonder if there's not, like, people out there who, like, that's their job is just to stand in line.
I bet there are those people.
That's
a way to make money.
It's like a business opportunity if there's
not,
right?
You can hold somebody's place in line,
but
you're only allowed to... Right, because it's based off of your ID number.
Right.
And they, like, you know, mark your fingers.
Right. You've had your toothpaste for the day.
You've been shopping this week.
Toll free number
put
tonight.
Put those items back on the shelf.
855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Oh, and Maduro's got a plan for the future of money in Venezuela. He'll reveal that coming up here in moments.
Bitcoin.
Nope, it's not that. This is Free Talk Live. And of course, you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE like freedom.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text RADIO77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins. The one that is run by the big bank Bessies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We are talking about some ridiculous news, as you might expect, out of Venezuela, where they are now introducing the new 100,000 Bolivar note. This will be the highest number of zeros behind one of the notes in Venezuela after just 1 year ago. The highest amount was a 100 Bolivar note.
I wonder if they're going to finally wind up going the route of Zimbabwe.
And get to the trillion Bolivar note?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that far off. At this point, might be next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it time to place bets?
Right, but you know, for the longest time, they were resisting increasing the number of zeros on their currency.
Yep, that's true.
Which sort of set them apart from other countries in hyperinflation states.
Yeah, that much is true, and they, of course, have had this official exchange rate as well, which when we first started talking about Venezuela was 6.3-1, right, meaning you would get 6.3 Bolivar to one U.S. dollar. It's now 10-1, although there's another exchange rate for certain types of goods that we learned about.
For, like, international and yeah, something. Yeah, they've got this weird two-tier system.
It's one where the government's trying to be a little more honest, I guess, with the international one, but they are
right.
Just...
But, you know, most people forget that at one time the U.S. federal government had this weird two-tier system under the gold standard, to where there was one rate that they would give you and then one rate they would give international governments.
So, either way, it's a BS rate because, as we've learned from DollarToday.com, and these guys are constantly updating their numbers, 44,347 bolivars is what you will get for $1 on the black market in Venezuela, which is, of course, how most people who are sane are doing business, because you can't possibly do business at the official exchange rate. You're going to go under,
right,
which means that, essentially, if you are... You know, one of the more public companies, you can't really get any food or whatever your product is. Let's say you're a grocer or something like that. You can't get the stuff that you need to sell your customers because your suppliers want to get paid with
dollars.
They don't want to get paid with Bolivar. But how do you get the dollars to pay your supplier? Well, you can't go down to the bank and get them because, again, the banks won't hand you dollars. They'll take your dollars from you.
Right.
But the government will not allow them to exchange bolivars for dollars.
Why don't they just mine Bitcoin?
Well, that is happening. That is happening. And, in fact, in Venezuela, if you mine Bitcoin, the secret police will be investigating you because
yes,
you'll be using government power in order to mine that Bitcoin, which means that you basically...
Oh.
It's really a great place to mine Bitcoin because the government
services
subsidizes it. Right. The government subsidizes the power to the point where it's nearly free. And so to mine Bitcoin costs you nothing but the price of the equipment, which means it's a good investment in Venezuela so long as the secret police don't come knocking at your door.
Right. And one of the things that we discussed on that, because there's rolling brownouts and rolling blackouts, except
right,
for in the industrial areas, the Bitcoin miners had been taking their mining rigs and then hiding them in industrial areas.
Correct.
And then a few of them wound up getting busted. And, yeah, it's
but I imagine
not,
the cat and mouse game
good.
Continues. So back to the story here, this ridiculous news from DW.com, a German supposed news site. But obviously, this, you know, this story is written by somebody who does not understand inflation. They do not understand economics. And it's written as though, like, oh, boy, the Venezuelan government just doesn't know how to keep their inflation under control. They're going to print out this 100,000 Bolivar bill here, and that's going to help solve it. I mean, this,
right,
it's the most ridiculous narrative that is not in any way, you know, related to reality of what inflation is, which, as you pointed out, Daryl, is when the government increases the money supply. Now,
yes,
technically, you could have private inflation if, you know, Disney bucks or something like that. If the Walt Disney Company had a, you know, private currency, they could double the amount of Disney bucks in circulation and inflate their money supply as well.
Right. And, you know, who's to say that they're not doing that? Because,
yeah,
really, Disney dollars, which actually do exist, it's basically a form of store credit.
Yeah.
And they know a certain amount of people are never going to use the store credit, so what difference does it make? And most of the time, they issue the store credit based on somebody either buying a gift certificate of some sort or, oh, you're returning this? Well, we're not giving you cash. We're giving you store credit.
Right.
So, you know, they're getting the money anyway, although every now and then, just have some store credit, because why not?
So if the Venezuelan government wanted to, as this article suggests, control skyrocketing inflation, well, the number one thing, and I'm not an economist, okay, but seems like to me the number one thing they should do is end their government-enforced exchange rate. Because that is, like,
one of the things they should do, yes.
One of the worst things that is, you know, really crippling their economy, because as I was explaining before, you can't buy product if you're a retailer in Venezuela. It's just not possible.
I have to wonder, though, if they were to do that, would people be able to afford food?
If they were to
people
get rid of their
already
exchange rate,
can't
yeah.
afford food.
Well, the people there have lost, I think it was, 17 pounds on average in the last year? This was earlier, as of earlier this year.
Was 75% had lost at least 19 pounds over the previous year.
I'm sure you're right. Right. Well, I mean, we already know that. But what I mean is, like, I don't know.
But then food would be priced its accurate price.
Right. I'm not sure. I'm not saying that they shouldn't do that. What I'm saying is I'm not sure, like, how that would necessarily affect.
Let me see if I can explain to you what Ian had already tried explaining. So let's suppose that you run a grocery store in Venezuela.
Yep.
Your supplier is in Brazil. They want paid in U.S. dollars. You don't have U.S. dollars. You have Bolivar. The Venezuelan government says the exchange rate is 10 to 1. You can't actually wind up, you know, getting that anywhere. Your supplier in Brazil still wants U.S. dollars. The Venezuelan government has gone in and seized product from grocers and other stores, saying you're increasing the price of these products. Well, the only reason they're increasing the price of the product is so that they can attempt to pay the supplier. If you get rid of this artificial limit on what the exchange rate is, people would be able to actually charge what it's costing them for the product.
And you'd also have to get rid of the government constrictions on price. So you'd have to do both of those things at the same
correct.
Time.
Correct.
So I totally understand what's going on here. So, like, you don't really need to explain to me. But what I'm kind of thinking is how it's probably more complicated than we fully understand.
It probably is.
And what I'm kind of wondering is what kind of subsidy might be going on in the process, and how obviously
every food product would have to be subsidized in order for it to even get to the marketplace. The government would have to be subsidizing food shipments.
Which is why I'm just wondering if you then go and, you know, change things around, how that might increase the cost of food.
It wouldn't increase the cost of food. It would decrease the cost because food would be available. You would once again have food on the shelves.
More food available, but if it's more expensive at the same time.
Because it wouldn't be more expensive because they'd be competing. The costs would go down. More coming up here in moments. 855-450 free, like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here to bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Chris, you suggested doing some Bitcoin mining. If you're in Venezuela, it is a risky activity, but people are doing it because you're starving.
How else are you going to make money?
Right. If
they can actually get something for it.
Right. That's useful. Yeah. And Bitcoin is that it's illegal to mine it because you're using government power, but regardless,
subsidized power.
If your family's starving, then you're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that they get fed. So one way that you can do Bitcoin mining is to go to pool.bitcoin.com. But if you're brand new to Bitcoin, go check out bitcoin.com. It's a great introductory website that gives you the basics about what is Bitcoin. And there's going to be a lot to talk about over the next week and a half with the upcoming hard fork in Bitcoin that could prove to be very, very contentious. I got to admit, I'm a little spooked about it. I've been actually selling off a little bit of the Bitcoin that I control just because I'm spooked. I don't know what's going to happen after this hard fork. Of course, last time it hard forked, those people that held through it, they ended up they ended up doing all right.
Yes.
Will the same thing happen this time around? I don't know. Go to Bitcoin.com. Learn more about Bitcoin there. It is one of the most important topics of our time. It's just this week hitting new record highs within the last 48 hours, over $7,300 record high. And then I think right before the show, it was about $7,200 per Bitcoin, according to BitcoinAverage.com. So for news about Bitcoin, for Bitcoin mining, or just the basics, go check out Bitcoin.com.
And here's a news headline from you, or for you, from news.bitcoin.com. Okay. Cryptocurrencies may contribute to financial stability. Quote from the president of the Turkish Central Bank.
Okay, that's an honest, honest statement.
Yes,
nice to find a somewhat honest sounding central banker. Because that's what we're talking about right now, is the central bank in Venezuela issuing the new 100,000 Bolivar notes. In a ridiculously worded article at DW.com, a German news company, they're acting as though this is somehow going to help the government.
And doing a little bit of digging on DW, which is Deutsche Welle, or Zell.
Right. Chris said it was the BBC of Germany.
It's a public international broadcaster. The
government funded
parent company is ARD. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the full German name of what those initials stand for, but it is a joint organization of Germany's regional public service broadcasters, and they are state funded.
So PBS, basically. NPR.
No, it sounds to be like what conservatives think PBS and NPR are,
okay,
because PBS and NPR get a very small percentage of their funding from the government.
You're saying
these
this is 100% government?
Appear to be government run.
Yeah, this is more like government propaganda.
Well, in this case,
so basically the BBC of Germany.
But yeah, exactly.
But it's not just, you know, this organization or the BBC. It's a lot of the media, you know. Even if this was in, even if this was some American publication, you're still going to see misunderstandings about economics in there. And I love how bad this is, because it gives us a chance to really kind of point out how biased some of this news coverage is. No, it's not Maduro's fault. It's not the central bank's fault. They're just struggling to keep up with inflation, as though inflation were like some sort of force of nature that was acting down in Venezuela like a hurricane that just rolled in, and the government's just trying to keep everything batted down.
Well, that is what, you know, most people wind up when they think of inflation. They think, oh, when I go to the grocery store and it cost me 10% more to buy stuff than it did 15 years ago, that's because inflation went up 10%. Well, no, what you're seeing at the grocery store is the
price increase
symptom. That's a symptom of inflation. That is not the inflation.
Correct. The inflation is the actual increase of the money supply.
Right. And if you read the about us thing from the Federal Reserve, they say that part of the reason they exist is to maintain inflation.
Right. For the benefit of the federal government, basically. That's the reason why inflation is a thing, is because it's the system that benefits from that. The people get screwed. They get screwed by essentially having their purchasing power, their wealth, literally stripped out of their the currency that they're holding on to.
Right.
And so Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies could be a very good way to protect yourself against the ravages of government inflation. Caracas in Venezuela, this is from, again, DW.com, said, the new 100,000 Bolivar bill is only a stopgap measure amidst a more comprehensive financial overhaul, one facet of which is to eventually rid the country of paper money entirely.
Are they bringing back stolen money? Are they bringing back wampum and beaver pelts?
No, that's not the idea. The president said the use of the physical currency is being replaced. So this will solve everything. No more will the people have to be burdened by having these stacks and stacks and stacks of 100 Bolivar or 100,000 Bolivar notes that they have to bring to buy their groceries or go out to eat or something like that. If anybody does still go out to eat, if there are any restaurants still around in Venezuela.
I hear the zoo is nice.
As far as a food source, you mean?
Yeah, because remember there was the story earlier this year about people eating the zoo animals that had not starved to death.
Right.
Some of those people being the Venezuelan military.
So, I mean, this is an interesting... I mean, it's not going to work, right? But it's a different tactic. So we have the Zimbabwean notes on the wall here, and I think you might have put a Venezuelan.
There appears to be, I think that's a Venezuelan two boulevard that has the Amazon River dolphins.
Right. Very pretty. Very pretty artwork. But the 10 trillion, was it? The final one? 10 trillion of Zimbabwe?
You've got a 10 trillion. Yeah. They had a 100 trillion.
Oh, really? Okay. So we did get a 10 trillion. Some nice listener sent us.
And you also have a one Zimbabwe dollar.
Right. And they look the same. There's just a different color.
Different colors. Basically. They've got the cairns, which are the stacked rock formations on the front.
So with that, they didn't have the technology probably at the time to do what they're talking about in Venezuela, which would be to say, okay, well, we can't really add a whole bunch more zeros to these bills. And by the way, they didn't add zeros. If you look at the printout of the $100,000, or excuse me, I keep saying dollar, 100,000 Bolivar note, it actually says 100 cien mil dólares, or bolivares. So the cien mil is all those extra zeros. That's 100,000, basically. 100,000 or whatever you look at.
You know what this sounds like to me, and I don't know how it was done in Russia or under communism, but I know they had some sort of currency, and it sounds almost like they're going to get they're basically going away from money, and they're going to do
that's
some
what
sort
he
of
said.
Full on communism.
Well, no, they're not doing that yet.
No, they're just
that
going
sounds
to.
Like, it's almost hold on. It almost sounds like that's what he's saying.
No, it's talking about digital money.
You're going to have
a
government issued credit card, and then we can just. Click, click, click. You now have more money. You now have no money. You have more money. You have no money.
Oh, it's terrible.
This sounds like full-on communism to me.
Well,
but like I said, I don't fully know how their system is going
to
work.
They're not going to be able to just flip from this disaster into a communist system without having a complete uprising from the people who they're going to... look, there's no way this is going to go all communist because the good old boys are dug in. Maduro and whoever his buddies are dug in, and they are milking this system for as much as they can get away with before they have to end up running out of the country trying to avoid being strung up from the nearby tree.
Mm.
This is a desperate attempt. Whenever you see governments like Zimbabwe or Venezuela coming out with more zeros on the end of their note, multiple times in 1 year, especially, this is the end, the beginning of the end. Now, how long will the end actually take, or how long have we been in the beginning of the end is, an arguable point. But we're in
the
end.
It's all collapsing in 6 months is what I've been hearing for like 20 years.
Yeah, we're in, this cannot go on for long, and this trick of trying to get rid of paper money and replace it with card money isn't going to solve the problem.
I actually remember in the 1990s people talking about this exact topic.
There's more coming up here. We got time to talk about it with you. 855-450-FREE.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're talking about terrible economics, which is what you tend to get from government banks and central banks. In this case, the Central Bank of Venezuela is now issuing the 100,000 Bolivar notes. Daryl, you did check my Spanish. Cien mil does mean 100,000 in Spanish, which makes this even more confusing, which is why I was a little confused when I was looking at it, because it says 100,000 in numerals, and then below that it says cien mil. So that could be read as 100,000.
But the 100 Bolivar also says cien bolivares.
Okay, I gotcha. But still, the 100 has 100 on it. This has 100 on it. At a glance, the coloration will be different, but at a glance, the number of numbers on this is the exact same.
Correct.
As the 100. And, of course, about a year ago, the 100 Bolivar note probably bought about what this 100,000 Bolivar note will buy today.
Well, yeah, because that's what happened in Zimbabwe, to where each time they came out with a larger bill, it was worth about roughly one U.S. dollar.
Fortunately, if you make the mistake, it's only about $2 in the U.S.
If you make what mistake?
Swapping them out, you lose about $2 at the most.
Correct. Which is why it was very nice for Daryl to buy a batch of Bolivars. What was it, like a year and a half ago?
Right at a year.
So about a year ago. You should see if you can pull up what that price point was. It was like $10, right? You spent $10 and you got like a stack of...
No, I think I spent like $20 and wound up getting a total of 700 Bolivar, a stack of twos and a stack of 50s.
And so,
I think it was.
So you spent $20 and you got, how many was it? How many bills? How many boulevards worth?
A total of 700 boulevard.
Okay, so
which at the time was still well over what the exchange rate was.
So basically like 2.8 cents per boulevard.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And I think at the time a boulevard on the black market was like half a cent.
So now the boulevards will get, you can exchange 44,000 boulevards for one U.S. dollar, according to DollarToday.com. It is an absolute mess over there, and unfortunately people have to suffer throughout all of this, and that's really the tragic part. Otherwise, it would be just funny to laugh at these central bankers and their, you know, insane economics. But people are really suffering as a result of these economic policies. And now they're planning on getting rid of paper currency entirely. Maduro, by the way, also, this is the president of the country, he also announced a 30% increase in the country's minimum wage and a rise in pension payouts for retired workers, though economists have warned this will only exacerbate inflation. He also took the opportunity to threaten any opposition politicians who boycott nationwide mayoral elections in December. The oil-rich country has been wrecked by a deepening financial crisis since 2012, when falling oil prices combined with the ruling Socialist United of Venezuela's party's economic policies created massive shortages of food and basic necessities. Now, that's the first really accurate sentence, I think, in this. It was their socialist policies that created these shortages, because left to its own devices, the marketplace would find a way. And this comes back to the conversation we were having earlier, Chris, when you were talking about, well, what would happen if you got rid of this government exchange rate, the 10-to-1 exchange rate that they have, 10 boulevards to one U.S. dollar, which is way far away from what the actual, you know, black market exchange rate is. It's not even in the same universe at this point of what the actual exchange rate is. And you got rid of government controls as far as, like, what you can buy, how you can sell it, you know, what prices you can sell it at, because there's a whole lot of government control on the marketplace in Venezuela, if you even are able to operate.
And it's not just how many of a thing you're allowed to sell, it's how many of a thing I'm allowed to, as a consumer, purchase.
Correct.
Current regulations, you stand in line for, you know, several hours, and once you get inside, you're allowed to buy two.
Of the thing that they're offering you that day, which you never really know what that's going to be.
Right. You don't know what you can buy two of,
you
but
probably
you
find
can
out
buy
the day
two.
Of. You probably find out, like, the day of, because you can ask people in line, right? Like, so the word will get
right,
around.
Right, but who's to say that what they had at 7 o'clock in the morning is the same thing that they have when you get inside the store at 4 o'clock in the evening?
That's a good point.
You can buy two.
So, at the beginning of 2017, according to DW.com, the government began issuing new 500, 5,000, and 20,000 boulevard notes, which we talked about at the time. After a year in which consumer prices rose 800%, residents in Caracas must line up for hours in front of cash machines to withdraw the most minuscule amounts. Frustration over the crisis led to months of massive anti-Maduro protests that killed at least 163 people and injured more than 15,000 in clashes with police. And I haven't heard any updates on what's going going on electorally there. We know
they had their constituent assembly vote, and the government won.
Oh, surprise, surprise. So we're going to keep you up to date on the situation as it develops in Venezuela. It's just absolutely insane, and people are suffering. It's just terrifying. In fact, I looked at, I forget which article had it, but the Venezuelan bolivar is the least, like, valued currency in the entire world, right?
You don't say.
Wow. I guess the Italian lira is the next least valued. So, yeah, what a cluster F.
I thought they were on the euro.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Most European countries, while using the euro, still have their own currency.
Oh, really? Interesting. I was not aware of that.
Now, cryptocurrency, of course, is a solution here as far as people protecting the wealth that they have. You get the government money out of your wallet, you get cryptocurrency in your digital wallet, and you are protected at the very least from government ravages. Now, there's no guarantee what's going to happen to the price of the cryptocurrency, but certainly in the case of Bitcoin, it's been going up over time. Dash recently has been going down, so it might be a good time to get into some Dash. You can go to Dash.org to learn more about it. It is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private and easy. Fees are low and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone and take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. This was a good week here in Keene for Dash. We actually got our first, besides Chris Reitman, who's our Thursday night co-host, he's a cryptocurrency nut. He's been accepting like a dozen cryptos for more than a year. But besides him, we got our first like mom-and-pop retail. In this case, it's a local barbecue food truck that is now accepting Dash. So we finally have our first dual cryptocurrency accepting business here in Keene, New Hampshire, and hopefully it will be the first of many to do that, because that will give customers a choice. Hopefully it won't confuse the merchants too much, you know, because there is that merchant confusion factor.
Well, on the plus side, though, at least AnyPay for the moment is only doing Dash and Bitcoin.
And Bitcoin,
right.
Correct.
So it's not too
complicated.
They understand it's some sort of crypto money.
They understand it's different from Bitcoin, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
So, but there's going to be a learning curve involved. And I did kind of explain to them, hey, you know, if you don't want Dash, because, you know, Dash going down right now, Bitcoin on a crazy shoot up over the last month.
I was actually just about to ask you, when you say going down, do you mean the fees, or are you talking about
the price of one Dash going down?
Gotcha.
It's I think it's like 260 or something like that per Dash.
I'm used to stuff going up in the crypto world, so to hear it go down is...
Well, not everything goes up.
That's true.
Bitcoin has had a strong tendency to go up. The rest of them are all very speculative. Until Dash can actually get a real foothold, like Bitcoin has, in the real marketplace, it won't have the same, you know, network effect, the same power in the market.
There's one good thing about having multiple cryptocurrencies is that it'll create more competition. And
absolutely.
So when Bitcoin, you know, if the fees keep going up, well, we have another option now.
I said to the owner of the business was, hey, look, I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to cash, you know, if you wanted to exchange this into Bitcoin. I said, you can go to shapeshift.io and you can actually easily translate your Dash into Bitcoin. That way, you know, at the end of the day, if you've got some Dash and you're like, well, Bitcoin's shooting up, just change it over to Bitcoin and then hold on to that. You know, but I said to her, well, we don't know what's going to happen here in 2 weeks, so maybe you want to keep not all your eggs in one basket. I don't know. I have no idea. None of us do. None of us knows what's going to transpire when this Bitcoin fork happens in less than 2 weeks from tonight.
Right.
And there's a lot to talk about with that.
Trying to find out what's going on with the Constituent Assembly. Apparently there are municipal elections in Venezuela coming up next month. And
where, of course, only government-approved candidates will be around.
Basically. And Venezuela is close to a default on their debt.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, if some of that's worth updating, we can continue. Your calls and thoughts are definitely where we're going to go. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.